Okay, we're going to reconvene right now. Okay, we're going to reconvene right now. Okay, we are going to reconvene right now. Okay, we are going to reconvene right now. So we're asking people to stop talking so we can reconvene. Stop talking. Stop talking. Please stop talking. We're going to reconvene right now. Okay.
Tell a group of broadcasters to stop talking.
Okay. Thank you. So do we have something to read from? Margie can read from Andrea's computer.
Okay. Move.
You've got to use a microphone. Hello?
Okay. Andrea's being all picky on me, adding. No, where's the?
That's your motion, and this is the including Janet's, including ours. Does that look right? And this is the revised amendment.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Move that the LSB requests that KPFA management prepare a written procedure for requests for special programming to include expedited procedures for unusual circumstances. The GM and or PD will also provide criteria for evaluating these requests. These criteria shall be distributed for input, including by the CAB. Okay?
So that's what we're voting on now.
Did it say video streaming in the beginning, right?
I don't think it did. And we're voting on this now, Frank.
Yeah, I should just say video because I think there's confusion with just like audio streaming and video streaming, so... So instead of just...
Special programming. Covers everything.
But this is like the video streaming channel, not like... They have a special programming for terrestrial radio. This is for the video channel.
We know that.
All right, but it's not in there. I think we should put that in there, yeah.
All right, does everybody agree?
Agree what?
That we're... This is covering streaming.
Video streaming.
Is everybody cool?
I mean, you're not.
Are you going to use? Are you going to shout without a microphone to shout and really annoy everybody
or like I do? You're not simply talking about video streaming, right?
I guess maybe
that's
we should
what
put
she's
audio
th-
slash
yes.
video. How's that?
Wait a minute.
It's either special programming or it's special programming, video streaming. Or it's just special programming.
Programming refers to the terrestrial radio, and they have a procedure for that. So this is like the new procedure we're trying to develop for the video channel. But streaming could include audio, separately from video. So we could probably put audio, video, and I don't think people would have an issue with that.
Audio-visual video programming.
Online. How about online?
I think we got
live video / audio streaming.
In front of programming, no?
Yes.
Okay. Say me the words one more time.
We have moved that LSB requests that KPFA management prepare a written procedure for requests for special online video / audio live stream programming to include expedited procedures for unusual circumstances.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll
email it to me. Thank you. Okay. Got it.
We are now going to have a roll call vote.
Point of procedure, or could, may I?
Yeah.
Could you ask if there are any objections first?
Okay, are there any objections?
Yeah.
Do you want to speak on it? Okay.
It seems to me that this motion is a slap in the face of Quincy and Laura, and I believe that's uncalled for totally.
Any other comments? Okay, we're going to vote. Roll call. Margie, microphone.
All right. Mel Bernstein.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
Pass.
you pass? Okay. Got it. David Gans. Kate Gowan. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. Cynthia Johnson.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Jack Kurzweil.
Abstain.
David Landau.
Yes.
Samsara Morgan.
Yes.
Andre Pritchett.
Yes.
Louis Sawyer is still not here. Okay. Frank Sterling.
Yes.
Kate Tanaka.
Yes.
Ramses Tan Nichols.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
No.
Margie Wilkinson. I don't know. Yeah. Well, it's been changed since it was my motion. Okay, I'll vote yes. Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
So, Lewis doesn't know what we're talking about.
So.
Nobody else does either.
Okay. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And two no's and two abstains.
Can you say that into the mic?
10 yes, two no, two abstains.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. All right. All right. We now have announcements. So first we take, does anybody on the board have an announcement? Janet?
Well, this possibly could come up during the PNB report, but there is going to be an in-person PNB meeting in Los Angeles from June 11th through June 15th.
Okay, and Samsara, the mic.
I'd like to let folks know that Alameda County Green Party at their Green Sunday presentation tomorrow is going to be a discussion of the vaccine bill SB 277 with questions and answers afterwards. So that starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow at the Neeble Proctor Library in Berkeley.
Ramses.
Just a quick announcement on another bill, actually at the state level, in a rally happening in Sacramento, June 3rd, to rally and actions to support Senate Bill 548, which is the child care bill that basically seeks to increase subsidies and funds for child care in California, as well as allowing providers to be able to form a union and do collective bargaining. So please support SB 548. If you have a state legislator, you can email, call, and let them know that. That would be great. SB 548. And you can get more details at the RacingCaliforniaTogether.org website. That's the kind of statewide campaign website. June 3rd. So if you want to go, let me know. Bye.
Cynthia.
Saturday, May 24th. Is Judy Berry Day, and that has been, I forget how many years now, 25 years since she was bombed. And we always have something in Oakland where she was bombed. And, of course, it's one of the little victory things that there was some accountability of the federal government. And so in the evening, we're going to show at the Berkeley UU Fellowship in Berkeley who bombed Judy Berry, and Daryl Cherney will be there. And there are some victories. We can't, of course, go to it because we're at this important meeting. But right now, there's a celebration of the Berkeley Post Office.
Yeah.
Grassroots right. Activism. This woman, I saw her out there posting things yesterday. Right. Anyway, just to say that we do have some victories. We're trying to stop some other things, too. And KPFA is always the important place to be.
Janet.
Okay, on May 9th, there's
That's
going
today, isn't it?
Oh, all right. So at 4 o'clock. There's an event, and I'm not sure where it is. The Global Movement Against Israeli Apartheid, Achievements and Prospects. Let's see.
Brian, wait. Got it.
The location is...
Stay tuned for more.
2022 Blake Street, Grassroots House, off of Shattuck.
Okay. Brian?
Two notes I wanted to make on station business. The first is obviously that we're in Fund Drive, and we are back to a volunteer-first phone situation and need more people generally in the phone room, if anybody here has time. If you are someone who was dissuaded from volunteering after our experiment with having computer terminals for the volunteers, you'll be relieved to know that we're back on the old system of taking pledges down by hand. So it would be great to see more friendly faces there. And on the second note, I just wanted to take a moment to note the extremely untimely passing of our coworker Wesley Burton.
Right.
For those of you who didn't know him, Wesley was like one of the sweetest, sunniest people in the world. And he was also in this kind of interesting space in KPFA, because he at various points in time worked at every time of day in the station. So he had a midday engineering shift, but he DJed a late night overnight show. And he would also fill in as an engineer on early morning shifts for my broadcast and others. And there's not that many people in an organization as big as ours who play that kind of, you know, socially adhesive role where they bridge everyone and kind of tie them together. He was killed indirectly because of his work at KPFA. He was leaving a late-night DJ shift at 2 a.m. When he was T-boned by a speeding car crossing the intersection that he was moving through. And the driver fled the scene on foot. We don't know who it was. His wife, Lucrecia Burden, is also a fill-in engineer at KPFA and a longtime member of KPFA's family. And she and their three sons are now on their own and without his income. Three children. There's a GoFundMe campaign for the family. It covered his funeral expenses, and they're still trying to raise some money to just like help them with the rent and stuff while they figure out what's next. And the easiest way to get that is just to Google Wesley Burton GoFundMe, all one word, GoFundMe. It's raised about $30,000 so far. And I'd just like to ask for a minute of silence to mark his passage.
Thank you for doing that, Brian. We should have thought of that. I should have thought of that. And Lewis, I think you wanted to add something. Is that right? We have to give you the mic.
Thank you. I just wanted to add that since I've joined Poor People, that their issues come up for me. And one thing relating to Wesley is that there are some of us who don't have access to a financial institution credit cards who would like to contribute, and also who do not have access to the web, and therefore could donate that way. But our financial person, Maria, has said that she will accept donations from people who do not have that other access to donate. And that's our financial officer, Maria, and I believe her number is available. And she will take any other donations. And I would like to join any others who would like to be consistently in touch with the family so we can find out what their needs are and funnel resources to them.
Good. Thank you. Okay. On that sad note, was there any other people who had announcements?
Announcements are, from the board only. And
I know, we're going to go to public comments, okay? I just asked if we had any more announcements. Okay, the next thing that we have is public comments, and I have here Mary Ann Thomas, Nora Leininger, Gypsy Taub, Jason Smith, David DePape, Daniel Gonzalez, Nazovad Gonzalez, somebody Gonzalez who I can't read their handwriting, Chris Devre, Camille Suave, and Dana Carson. If there's anybody else who wants to put their name on, come on up. But anyway, what we do when we have so many people usually is we give 3 minutes for public comment. So Brian is the keeper, and you'll see. You think it was 2 minutes? 3 for us and two for you. Okay. Right. Okay.
So am I using 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
I think we're going to do 3 minutes. Okay. Go ahead. Mary Ann Thomas.
Okay. I'm Mary Ann Thomas. Organization is World Can't Wait. Announcement event, fire and prosecute John Yu at the law school graduation on Friday, this coming Friday at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. in the morning. We are going to be protesting John Yu. I thought I'd throw that in so I had time. I was going to keep this really short. I have heard that Bonnie Faulkner's Guns and Butter show is being censored on the inoculation issue, and I wanted to support Bonnie Faulkner on anything that Bonnie Faulkner does. I have been so impressed with her show. She has done incredible work in moving progressive ideas. And so that and Flashpoints are the two shows that I absolutely support to the hilt. I am a KPF member. KPFA member, and I contribute every fundraiser. I swear I'm going to contribute only once a year, and then every time Dennis comes on, you just can't not donate to Dennis. So I am definitely making donations. I want to comment about the board. Holding people accountable is one of the problems we're dealing with right now. There is no accountability left in this country at the highest level, and it is seeping down to every level I see. And Brian said we should not hold the general manager accountable. You didn't phrase it that way, but basically you should trust his decisions. No swearing, please. Totally disagree. He needs to be held accountable. He needs to know the opinions of the board, the LSB board. He needs to know the opinions of the listeners. And if you haven't been listening, we have been having opinions about what you are discussing today. So please understand, this is the most boring. No, I understand this is really hard on you guys. How much time? 3-4 seconds. That this is really hard, these board meetings for all of you, but very necessary for my station. So somehow work out whatever this is between you, and I do read some posts that try and explain it to me. Save my station and keep it progressive. And don't say the word Democrat. Thank you.
Nora, please introduce yourself, because I'm very bad at saying people's names right.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to introduce yourself, apparently.
Okay. Great.
But you can't.
Okay, so anyway, my name is Nora Leininger. I was born and raised in San Francisco, listening to KPFA probably more than I wanted to 24 hours a day. Okay. Anyway, KPFA was always like the, you know, radical bastion of whatever San Francisco used to be to me, it was in my upbringing. So I'm speaking on regards to the Bonnie Faulkner show, Guns and Butter, her interview with Gary Knoll on vaccination, and the bill coming up in Congress. So I think this is an issue of free speech, because given that the media is very much overtly one-sided on this issue, there's no media coverage otherwise. I only find it through, you know, Googling Weston A. Price or something. And if this is an issue that's not going to be discussed, then my view of KPFA is going to be drastically altered, and I would say that it would join the ranks of any other media out there. There's plenty of research and people's life work that's focused on other issues of vaccination besides what the common views are, and there's lots of information that needs to be explored and offered to the public on this issue. So I would just like to request that this interview be aired, and if it's not, then it be explained why it's not being aired. Thank you.
Gypsy Tao.
Hello, my name is Inti Gonzalez. And there has been many, many kids who've died from vaccinations, and many, many kids who've become disabled from vaccinations. I don't want any vaccinations. I don't want to die or any of that. And well, it's just at my school and at many other schools, and just like doctors and stuff say that vaccinations are like, okay, they make it sound like it's totally just like no harm done. And one time we got this sheet thing that we were supposed to do an essay on, and it was talking about vaccinations. About a quarter of it was actually like talking about against vaccinations, but not really. It just had some speakers who were saying, oh, why they didn't want to their children to be vaccinated. But they made them sound like really kind of, they like chose people that sounded like they didn't really know what they were saying. They made it sound like the people who didn't want their children to be vaccinated were kind of like stupid. So we were supposed to do an essay on this saying whether we want our school to be like, you know, all the students there to be vaccinated or not. And it's just that it was just kind of, I thought it was messed up that they were trying to just kind of teach kids that these vaccinations were okay. So these, you know, all these children, when they grow up and when they have kids and they give their children vaccinations because they thought it was okay, because they learned from schools, their children, some of their children, or, you know, many of these people, their children might die from this or be, you know, disabled because they didn't know about this, because schools taught them this. And I think that Bonnie Faulkner should, her video or whatever interview should be posted on the, well, said on the, aired on the radio, because people need to know about this. People need to know the truth so this doesn't happen to their children. People have been lied to for so many years. And now KPFA they don't get intimidated from this stuff, and yet they're letting this go. They're like, they are making it so she can't post, well, air her interview about this, and not, they are hiding this from people.
Hello, my name is Nebo Gonzalez. I believe that you should air Bonnie Faulkner's thing because vaccination has killed many children or has disabled many people. I know one of our neighbors cannot walk for longer than 5 minutes because she was vaccinated. And I met a girl at this court hearing for the vaccination, and everyone there had to wear red if they were against vaccination. I did not see one person wearing blue, yet they claimed that a high percentage of the people, like 60% of the people, were against, for vaccination, even though I did not see a single person there that was for vaccination. And I was there for many hours. And there I also met a girl that was disabled, could not eat most foods, and also was a lot of times very hungry because she could not eat most foods due to vaccination. Many people have died because of vaccination, and the testing they do for vaccination, they test a person for a week or two, and they do not do any further testing. And the corporations, the medical corporations that give people vaccinations, make billions and billions and billions of dollars every month due to vaccinations. And Bonnie Faulkner is telling the truth about the vaccination. And KPFA claims that they are not intimidated by Big Brother, even though they got an email saying that they got threatened or something, so they're not letting Bonnie Faulkner say what air. Her interview. And KPFA says that they always say the truth, even though they are not letting Bonnie Faulkner air their thing, which just shows how guilty they are. And a long time ago, like I think 11 years ago or so, they did not let Bonnie Faulkner air what she had to say about 9/11, showing that KPFA is not completely truthful, and if they do not air this, it'll show just how more guilty they are. And I think that people should know the truth about how many children have died due to vaccination. That way more children don't die. So I'm done.
My name is Daniel, and I know how many kids die from vaccinations. And I don't want any more children to die from them. That's why I want, Bonnie Faulkner. Faulkner. Bonnie Faulkner to air her show. And I'm done, I guess.
All right, we're going now back to the list. Are you now still going? Okay, because you all jumped in front of other people. But
actually, I was next, and I let my kids speak first to get them out of the way.
Got it. Okay.
My name is Gypsy Taub. I'm a media activist and mother of three children and a KPFA supporter. I got an email from Bonnie Faulkner that said, I plan to do a live show this week to address the issue of a bill going through the California State Senate, SB 277, which will remove the personal belief and religious exemptions from the state mandate vaccine schedule required for school. I'm sure many of you have heard of it. Gary Null was going to be my guest, and we planned to offer his DVD, Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines, as premium for the current funding drive. However, the program director censored my show and wouldn't allow me to go on with him or offer his DVD as a premium. According to the Center of Disease Control, every year between 3,000 and 4,500 people in America experience severe adverse reactions to vaccines, while the actual diseases cause either no deaths at all or very small number of deaths. And it's not the unvaccinated, but rather freshly vaccinated children that spread the diseases. According to government data from the Center for Disease Control, in year 2014, 1,244 people were hospitalized after getting vaccinated, 416 people reported disability, 122 people died, 388 cases were life-threatening. I was deeply shocked and absolutely outraged to hear that the program director of KPFA, Laura Priebus, has censored the anti-vaccination interview on Guns and Butter. I was one of the 1,000 plus people who showed up at the education committee hearing in Sacramento in late April. All the hallways were packed with families who were against forced vaccination. The line to testify was winding like a giant snake with many tails all the way around the Capitol building. A small handful of people were testified in favor of forced vaccination were given the privilege to testify first. There was only about 50 of them from what I heard, and close to 1,000 people testified against Bill SB277. Local Channel 4 covered the story. In their story, they made it sound like most people that showed up testified in favor of the bill. Even though I'm not new to big media corruption, I was so disgusted I nearly threw up. And then last night I heard that KPFA is silencing Bonnie Faulkner's radio interview that would tell people the desperately needed truth about vaccines and possibly prevent this disaster from happening to us all. It's news to me that KPFA program director Laura Privis takes orders from the corporate power brokers and from Big Pharma and doesn't give a damn about how many of our children will die because of these toxic vaccines and how many will be crippled for life. I demand that KPFA air Guns and Butter interview with Gary Null and that his film be used for fundraising as planned by the host, Bonnie Faulkner. And I also demand that Laura Privis resign. I brought DVDs of this video and handed them out. They're in MP4 format. You might be better off transferring to your computer before you play them because I was having technical difficulties. You can find it on YouTube. You can find this video on YouTube. It's called Silence Epidemic, the Untold Story of Vaccines. Thank you very much. Who's next? I don't know.
James, is that correct? Anyway.
Hi, my name is James, or Jimmy, James Smith. Dear KPFA board members, I am shocked to hear that the program director, Laura Privs, has censored an interview with Gary Null about vaccination dangers on Guns and Butter. With corporate media broadcasting pure propaganda, where else can we turn for truthful reporting if not KPFA? Mandatory vaccination is a death sentence for many children, a lifelong crippling disability for even more children and adults. Forced vaccination is a crime against humanity. According to the Centers for Disease and Control, not a single person died of measles in the U.S. in the last 12 years, while 108 people have died from the measles vaccine in that same time period. In addition, CDC, Center for Disease and Control, statistics show that the measles deaths were rare in the U.S. before the vaccine became widely used. Since 2005, there have been 86 deaths from the MMR vaccine, 68 of them children under the age of 3. In addition, there have been nearly 2,000 disabled, according to Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. In a recent scientific study of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, the data clearly shows that vaccination caused an extraordinary increase in episodes where breathing either nearly ceased or stopped incompletely. Dr. Vieira Schneibler concluded that vaccination is the single most prevalent, most preventable cause of infant deaths. Forced vaccination is one of the most outrageous violations of the most basic human rights. It violates the Nuremberg Code that states that the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. The truth behind the vaccine scam needs to be told to the public. No one has the right to force someone else to put something in their bodies, especially something that can kill you. This is rape, outright overt rape. Since forced vaccination focuses on children, that makes it child rape, which means anyone who supports forced vaccination or the censorship of the truth of forced vaccination is a child rapist by association. I demand that KPFA air Gary Null's interview about vaccines on Guns and Butter and allow this documentary to be filmed, to be used for fundraising as was originally planned.
David.
Dear KPFA board members, I want to express my opposition to the censorship of Bonnie Faulkner's interview with Gary Null on Guns and Butter. Censorship is absolutely unacceptable, especially when it comes to issues of life and death. We already know that forced vaccination will cause many deaths and many serious disabilities. Most of the victims will be children. It is clear from the unprecedented turnout at the hearings in Sacramento that Californians are overwhelmingly opposed to forced vaccination. Yet, because of extreme corruption, the bill still passed. We need to stop it before it is too late. I have 3 children and don't want them to become another sad statistic in the government data. The truth is that most people refuse to vaccinate their children not because of religious beliefs, but because of scientific facts. The real science that serves the people rather than the fraudulent science that serves corporations has made it very clear that vaccination is nothing but a disaster, nothing short of a crime. I was in Sacramento with my family in late April to testify against forced vaccination. Here is how the story unfolded. SB 277, the forced vaccination bill, was passed by the Education Committee in late April through blatant vote rigging by the vaccination proponents who had received campaign contributions from vaccine manufacturers. Instead of letting the committee vote against the bill, as it would have happened after a three-hour hearing and nearly 1,000 testimonies against forced vaccination, the vote got postponed for a week. In the meantime, the vice president of the committee, Senator Huff, who is an ardent opponent of the bill, was removed and replaced with pro-vaccine Senate runner. Senator Bill Moning, who had already voted for the bill on the previous committee, got added into the mix and voted in favor of the bill, against the will of the senators who were originally on the Education Committee, against the public outcry, and against the law. Senate Bill 277 was passed. Unfortunately, so many of our senators have been sold out that we cannot rely on them to protect us from Big Pharma. We have to rely on our media. Corporate media represents the pharmaceutical companies. Short of blogs and forums on the internet, radio stations like KPFA are our only hope. We need KPFA to fulfill its promise to tell the truth and to represent us, the people, and not the corporate interests. I demand that KPFA abolish censorship. I demand that the interview about vaccination with Gary Nell be aired and that his film be used during fundraising. Thank you.
Chris?
Thank you. Might be beating a dead horse here, but... all right.
Who's Chris?
I would also like to support Bonnie Faulkner's show, Interview with Gary Nell, because I believe the reason people listen to the show is to hear uncensored free speech views and not censored, watered-down, one-side opinions. The fact that the show is being censored at all makes it kind of obvious to me that something suspicious is going on and that the show should pay, and that we should pay even more attention to the topic of vaccination. I wrote down a couple of facts about what's going on with vaccinations. If vaccines are safe, then why has the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program paid out almost $3 billion to people injured by vaccines since the program's introduction in 1989? And why do 21% of pediatricians and pediatric specialists not follow CDC vaccination guidelines or do not plan to? That's according to the Journal of Pediatrics. Kind of all that being said, if this information is kept from the listeners and there's nothing out there currently focusing on these topics and perspective, then to me it seems like this is a one-sided story.
Camille.
Hello, my name is Camille Sauvé, and I'm not going to run down the list of why I think vaccines are bad, because I think most of the people on the board know about it. I'm here because I wanted to hear the excuse from KPFA as to why they decided to censor this program. And so far I haven't heard anything from anybody on the board. And I'm concerned because after 11 years of guns and butter, 11 years of guns and butter, from what I understand, none of Bonnie Faulkner's programs have actually been censored. So I was hoping that you board members can actually address this issue. And the fact that we have a number of bills right now in Congress, I really think the citizens of the state really need to hear the other side. Because right now, major newspapers and radio stations are pretty much promoting the pro-vaccination side. And we're talking about mandatory vaccination. So this is very severe. It's not, we have a high rate of vaccination in this country. It's 90, in this state, it's like 97.4%. So why they want to force this on everybody to go to public schools and nurses and daycare workers just to me just seems so ridiculous. And I really hope we air this program because this kind of information really needs to get out right now. So that's all I have to say.
Dana.
Hello, my name is Dana Carson. I've been a proud supporter of KPFA for 20 years, starting in around 1995. I take no position whatsoever on the efficacy or level of danger of vaccines. It's not my issue. However, I also have been donating to this station for a very long time, largely because of the programs that Bonnie Faulkner has been putting on. I don't always agree with them. There was one recently that had an unopposed interview with a 9/11 with a climate denier, which I consider to be a form of disinformation. But I emphatically support her right to air that program, even if I disagree with it. I wouldn't have even listened to the vaccine program if it had been aired, probably, but I strongly urge the station to reconsider and put that program on the air and put on another program that opposes it, if you like. I have observed for years that the station, other than a few exceptions on a couple of the morning shows and on Flashpoints and on Guns and Butter, the station has largely taken what I consider to be a very irrational approach to the issue of 9/11, which is the issue that is controlling all of our lives 100% of the time, every day of every year, ever since it happened. And that issue has been given short shrift, ridicule, and everything else I could describe, in addition to the fact of ignoring one of the issues that has the most obvious scientific that one of the simplest science issues one could possibly imagine. Vaccines and global warming are esoteric, difficult to comprehend, and statistical. 9/11 is as clear-cut as it gets, and yet the station has been consistent in its approach of ridicule toward those who feel that this issue desperately needs to be discussed. And seeing that I have 54 seconds to go, I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you.
That concludes the public comments portion of the agenda, and
Madam Chair,
yes, Janet,
could we comment on this issue?
No, we have a spot that we placed at the beginning of the meeting when we set the agenda, which is new business. Agenda item 14, where this will be discussed. We don't know when it's going to get. Excuse me, you are not. Yeah. That's what you thought of me? I sit here working for KPFA month in and month out, coming to meetings like this, having endless meetings, and you're criticizing me? You're out of order. Please. I am not. That's not what they're saying. Please. We're going to adjourn the meeting if we can't have. If we cannot have an orderly meeting, we're going to adjourn the meeting. If you are not, if you're going to force the adjournment of this meeting. Are you going to allow the meeting to continue, or are you hijacking our meeting? This meeting is now adjourned.
Can you just adjourn a meeting? Can you just arbitrarily adjourn a meeting?
When you can't maintain order in a meeting, a thin excuse. Would you please, okay, wait a second. Would you please be quiet?
Thank you.
Thank you. Then we can go on with our meeting.
Please.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
10 minutes.